following is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
Thursdays on the Huge Radio Network are presented by Tom Rosenbach and his team at Bean Carter. They're one of America's top accounting and business firms. They're based in West Michigan, but service the entire state and coast to coast. You can find out more at beancarter.com. They can help your business now. That's beancarter.com. Thursdays on the Huge Show across Michigan are presented by Bean Carter.
Are you ready for huge opinions on the Lions, Tigers, Wings, Pistons, Michigan, MSU, and every sports team in the state of Michigan? It's time for The Huge Show. From the east side to the west side to the UP, The Huge Show is on air statewide on the Michigan Sports Network. Voice your huge opinions now at 1-866-838-HUGE. That's 1-866-838-4843.
You ready?
Now, let's go to the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Studio with the huge one, Bill Simon.
What's up, Michigan? We begin another radio journey statewide on the only syndicated afternoon sports radio show we're heard from the Upper Peninsula on AM 920 and 107.3 WMPL in Houghton Hancock, Calumet. Copper Country is God's Country, all the way down to WSJM in the Benton Harbor, St. Joe area. For the station close to you, go to thehugeshow.net. We're also winding down, celebrating our new flagship station in Grand Rapids, 96.1 The Game. And in Detroit, three radio platforms where you can listen weekday afternoons at 3 in the metro area in our state's biggest city. 93.5 FM, 99.1 FM, and 94.7 FM, HD Channel 2, The Roar. Motor City Sports Talk. Lions O-line head coach, or would be the lead O-line coach, Hank Fraley, said right now Taylor Decker is our left tackle. Penei Sewell is our right tackle. When Taylor is out, Penei will play left tackle. There you go. No drama. And I agree. You can't just give that to a rookie right now. You could lose the whole team if you're Fraley and Campbell and the rest of that staff. Lions are getting set for Aaron Rodgers and the Pack on Monday night in Lambeau. We'll talk about that game later in the broadcast. Frank Schwab, Yahoo.com, National NFL Insider. He'll check in. We got a Thursday night game. The Washington football team and the Giants, I think, they're on the clock. I love it, man. Thursday through Monday. It's like a football frenzy. It's fantastic. We'll also update Michigan and Northern Illinois on Saturday at the Big House and some big recruiting news for Michigan. Chris Ballas from the Wolverine.com will join us. Jim Comperoni on Michigan State at Miami on Saturday. They're taking on the U in humid South Florida. I love how someone told me today, it's going to be hot down there. Hasn't it been hot for like 4 months here? So we'll talk to Comp from SpartanMeg.com. Bill Hobson, our PGA and LPGA Tour insider, will join us. Ryder Cup is next week across Lake Michigan in Kohler, Wisconsin at beautiful Whistling Straits. I'm doing my show on Friday from a boat. Did I tell you that, Superfly? I did, yeah. I mentioned it when I was on with Anthony Bellino and X's and Bros. My friend Johnny Van Acker has like a 50-foot boat. We're leaving Thursday night, 3-hour tour. On a boat. I'm going across Lake Michigan. So I think next week I'll do a live Will. Now we have a buddy. Brandon Skibby's going with us. We have another buddy, Bob Skibby, who said, no, I'm not going on the boat. I'll meet you guys over there. We're staying in a marina in Sheboygan. So I'm going to do the huge show just offshore at Whistling Straits from the boat. Friday show next week. And then I'm going to the Ryder Cup on Saturday. Going to hang out in the International Pavilion and watch all the action. And then we'll hang out on the boat on Sunday. That would be a week from Sunday. So that sounds pretty cool, doesn't it? And then come back, it's like 3 hours. People are like, are you crazy? Hey, I'm not going to Antarctica or an expedition. And how cool would it be? The boat has a 55-inch TV. It has satellite internet service, everything. It's a 50-footer. I asked him if I could captain it. Kind of like, you know, the Titanic. Superfly's like, hey, you know, what if we don't have a connection off the beach? What are we doing? Well, then I'm going to do my show from the marina in Sheboygan, Wisconsin. So the show will go on. Just like the band played on the Titanic, the show will go on. And then Johnny Van Acker was, well, I got a dinghy on the back of my boat. We can go right to the beach at Whistling Straits. And I'm like, sure. Why don't we just get security firing on us like we're charging the beach? This isn't Normandy. It's the Ryder Cup. I have mixed reservations. I'm cool. The broadcast will get done. I'm not worried about that, right? But I've never been on a boat for 3 hours outside of a cruise ship where it's unlimited adult beverages, okay? It'll be fun. Think about that. The Ryder Cup, we go from Grand Haven on Michigan's west coast to Sheboygan, stay in the marina there. We go anchor. We got a big banner that says Huge Loves America. And then Johnny Van Acker says, are you trying to use this for publicity if NBC would zoom in on your banner? I said, yes, I am. Yes, I am. And if our boat is all decked out in red, white, and blue, they're going to pan to that all the time. What I worry is, what about the guy with the 80-foot boat? What do we do? Do we become pirates and jump that boat? I've been to one Ryder Cup at the K Club in Dublin, outside of Dublin, Ireland. And I'm a huge golf fan at heart. And it was one of the greatest days. I did 2 days there. Greatest weekends. And I was there with Bill Hobson from Michigan Golf Live, who will join us coming up in a few moments. We'll talk about the Brooks Koepka issue and do these guys care about their country? People saying that patriotism is lost with the Ryder Cup on the American side. Look at the last Ryder Cup in Minneapolis at Hazeltine. There wasn't a lack of patriotism there. I am getting some text on the Huge text chain where you can join in and text us anytime you want to. Text the word HUGE to 21,000. Are you worried about your trip across Lake Michigan? All right, couple of things. All right, Superfly, the boat goes down. We got a transponder. We got a dinghy. Water might be a little cold. I guess he says he has wetsuits, and I said double XL wetsuits. He said Johnny Van Acker said he had wetsuits. So I'm like, there's no sharks, okay? There's nothing that can bite me in Lake Michigan. Nothing that can eat me. Maybe a pike, but odds are the pike's not going to chew my foot off. I think it's going to be pretty cool to be doing a show anchored just off the beach at Whistling Straits. I think that's awesome. It'll be a fun weekend. Right? I don't have the kids that week. We go over Thursday night. Superfly, he has 3 bedrooms on his boat. You have 1 bedroom at your house. Now, you're looking like you're jealous, Brett, that you're not going. I waited until the last minute to confirm it because I really did have some nerves about 3 hours on a boat. But we're going at night when the weather forecast looks good, but it looked good for the Titanic and the Edmund Fitzgerald. So it does look good. And Brett's first thought wasn't like, hey, man, that sounds awesome, Bill. He's like, do you think we should pre-record a show in case your boat goes down? And I'm like, thank you. I appreciate that. If my boat goes down, his quote to me was, the show must go on. Near, far, wherever you are, the huge show will go on. I didn't know what to say to Brett. Should I be offended? He almost sounded happy in case the boat went down. I didn't know how to take that. So I mentioned Ballas on Michigan, Comp on Michigan State, Schwab on the Lions and the NFL. If you missed my conversation with Dan Hasty, who hosts Road to Detroit podcast and is the radio play-by-play voice of the High A West Michigan Whitecaps Tigers affiliate, man, he had some great things to say about what 2022 could bring to the Tigers in Detroit. So I'll have part of that conversation later. Tom Rosenbach from Bean Garter, one of America's top accounting and business firms, are based in downtown Grand Rapids. They service all of Michigan and coast to coast in America. They also handle and audit our Beat Huge contest. Tom will fill us in on how many people we had in week one. The week two picks are up right now at thehugeshow.net. Thursday night game is always a freebie. So you have until Sunday at noon every week to play through the big game in February. More weeks you beat me, the more chances you'll have to win that $1,000 in cash. Courtesy of Tom and his team at Bean Garter, play every week for free until noon on Sunday at thehugeshow.net. Superfly put up the contest link. It looks really good. He's a professional. You got a puzzled look on your face, and I think you're feeling left out that you're not going on the yacht over to the Ryder Cup. The Ryder Cup is the only reason I'm crossing Lake Michigan. I'd do it to go watch the Lions. See, I should have made it a week over there. Go watch the Lions and the Packers on Monday night, and then stay there for the whole week of the Ryder Cup. But I want to ride the boat. I think it'll be fun. It's something I won't do all the time. I think he's got a portable DJ service that is meeting us over at the marina. We're going to have a DJ on the back of the boat. So that should go over well when Brooks Koepka misses the putt to win it all because we're wiki-wiki-wiki-ing out there in Lake Michigan. All of a sudden, Dan Hicks, voice of NBC Golf, goes, well, that boat says Huge loves America, but chances are he just cost America the 2021 Ryder Cup. For our NBC crew, I'm Dan Hicks saying so long from Whistling Straits. How many of you, and Bellino and I joined him, and I didn't charge him. I went on his show and with Dan and Ryan this morning, X's and Bros, which is the only local slash Michigan sports teams show ever heard on our new flagship station, 96.1 The Game. How many of you are into the Ryder Cup? I'm just curious. How many of you listening right now? That's our huge question of the day. You can join in 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. Add Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. You can also opt in on the Huge text chain. Text the word HUGE to 21,000. Last night, add Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook from the Detroit Lions PR team. Okay? Official Twitter account of Lions Communications. They sent out a tweet, Superfly. Following week one, the Lions rank second in the NFL with seven plays of 20 or more yards and are tied for second with six passes of 20 or more yards. QB Jared Goff set a single-game team record with 38 completions, something Matthew Stafford or no Lions quarterback has ever done. Goff's 38 completions also marked the most a player has had in a team debut in NFL history. So I posted this at Huge Show on Twitter, the Huge Show on Facebook. And what happens? The same Stafford supporters who have been ripping me for supporting Goff and being a so-called Stafford hater said it's not about the junk yardage and stats. It's about wins and losses. And I fired back with the following. And it basically was a thank you note, and I hope it puts this angst to bed when it comes to my huge opinion on Matt Stafford compared to Jared Goff. And I hope we can all just end it here. I appeared on the Eric Zane Show podcast earlier today. He's been banned from Facebook again. He's a renegade social network monster. But I read this letter on his podcast because we have that bet over under 5.5 wins. Oh, do you know he tried to say it was 6 now? That we agreed on 6? No, I said the over under is 5.5, which means if it's 6, that's over, I win. If it's under 5.5, which is 5, you win. He's now claiming, no, we said 6. So he's backpedaling. But I like him because he's good and his podcast is entertaining. So I sent out this note last night, Superfly, and I think it really will put everything to bed because a lot of you say, well, you're obsessed with him. You hate him. No, I don't. I was just showcasing the hypocrisy of some of you Lions fans who support him, who now rail on Goff for so-called junk yardage when they were down 38-10, junk TD passes. And I've watched Matthew Stafford every snap in Detroit, and how many times were they down big and he'd get a ton of yardage and all of you would praise him for his yardage and his touchdowns. So I wrote this thank you note that I hope just ends all of this. It's been a nice off-season piece of conversation and through week one, and I don't want to line up every week and do Stafford versus the Lions or Stafford versus Goff. I've made my bet with Eric Zane. I did state that Goff will win more games starting in a Lions uniform than Stafford would. I may be wrong on that, and I'm fine. But I wanted to send a thank you note to hopefully put all this to bed. It reads, I want to thank some in the Lions Nation for finally understanding my outrage at the Stafford Love Fest, even when he asked to be traded. That those of you who are railing Goff for useless stats and a loss are some of the same people who think Stafford was a football god in Detroit because of useless stats with few quality wins. Here is a recent trip down Stafford memory lane while he was with the Lions. Since entering the NFL in 2009, Matthew Stafford was 8-67, a .106 win percentage against teams that finished the season with a winning record. Stafford's last few years in Detroit, in 2020, King Matthew Stafford was 0-6 against winning teams as the Lions' starting quarterback. In 2019, Matthew Stafford was 1-3 against winning teams as a starting quarterback. In 2018, Matthew Stafford was 1-7 as a Lions starting quarterback against winning teams. And that's just a couple years I wanted to pass along. And those of you now piling on Goff for junk yardage stats and TDs, but now it's about wins and losses with Stafford and the Bears. And that game on Sunday night. You're hypocrites. Not all of you. 90% of Lions fans are cool, awesome, and I love you. The 10% who still remain glued to Matt Stafford's jock, may God help you, and you need to look at the science, the football science and data. All right? I'm not going to force anything on you. I know some of you are hoping there are mandates for earplugs when the Huge Show is on. I'm hearing schools aren't doing it, and they're still playing the Huge Show, and the kids don't have to wear earplugs. You're hoping when you go watch your kids' sporting events. As Mark Ewell said yesterday, the executive director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association, it's up to the local county health departments whether you have to wear a mask or earplugs when the huge show is on. I made my point. I really did. That now the same fan who watched Matt Stafford his entire career make millions off of junk yardage and TDs when the Lions were down big are now telling me it's about wins and losses. And look at Stafford, he won the game. And he played well. I stand with Goff and Campbell and the new regime, just like I love what Blash and Stevie Y are doing and Avila and Hinch. And I look at Troy Weaver and the Pistons and Casey. I stand with all these teams. I do. I stand with them. And you can continue to support Stafford in Los Angeles. I can't tell you who to cheer or root for. But I will tell you that there's no chance in hell that I'll allow you to flip the narrative and rip Goff for junk yardage and junk TDs when all I did was watch Matt Stafford most of the time. And I'm talking about against quality teams. Most of the time, documented data, football science. Matt Stafford was 8-67 against teams that finished a season with a winning record. And if one of you try to tell me, well, it was a horrible team around him. 7 years of Calvin Johnson. Had Sue. Decker. Ragnow. Had Hockenson. Kerryon Johnson. I can go down the list. Golden Tate. Marvin Jones Jr. I will never say that Matt Stafford carried this team on his own. Never. And good luck with the new Rams fans in the state of Michigan. May God help you. And also, I'm asking for a prayer for the 3-hour boat ride from Grand Haven to Whistling Straits a week from tonight. Did the Titanic take off at night? No, they didn't, because they didn't have streetlights back then. How in the heck would you get out of the harbor? I think they had electricity. What, they have candles? They could invent an engine to power a big ship, but they couldn't have electricity? Bill Hobson from Michigan Golf Live, our PGA and LPGA Tour insider. He'll join us. We'll get his thoughts on next week's Ryder Cup at Whistling Straits across Lake Michigan. Huge question of the day you can answer. How many of you are excited about flying the red, white, and blue and watching the Ryder Cup and cheering on the Americans? 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. Add Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook, and you can also opt in on the Huge text chain. Text the word HUGE to 21,000.
From Grand Rapids to Detroit, this show is huge.
It's a new day to celebrate and be free. A new day full of action and excitement. Come to Soaring Eagle. Indulge to your heart's content. It's a day for winning, for world-class fun and food. Yes, it's a grand, spectacular day to get away. Only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. It's a new day. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com.
Huge here for my good friend Tom Rosenbach. Now, he's a managing partner at Bean Garter. They are one of America's leading tax, accounting, audit, and business service companies. Now, they're based in downtown Grand Rapids on the west side of the state. They service all of West Michigan, all of Michigan, and coast to coast. And Bean Garter has been strengthening local and statewide and national businesses since 1949. How? They talk to you about your business's ambitions. They share the responsibility of achieving those goals, and Bean Garter will over-deliver. They'll give you options. They act with integrity, and they keep their word. That's the Bean Garter approach, and that's how Bean Garter has earned the trust of the business community for almost 70 years. So grow with Bean Garter. Find out more at beangarter.com. That is BeenGarter.com.
Auto Value is a local Michigan-based company. You can find us all over this great state of Michigan. From Monroe to Marquette, we have you covered. When you shop at your local Auto Value auto parts store, you'll always be assured of quality, service, and a huge selection of name brand auto parts and accessories. Find out more and shop online at myautovaluestore.com. Thank you for shopping at Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
Huge here for my good friends on the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Now, they're an official sports betting partner of the NFL, and week one may be over, but the season is just getting started on the DraftKings Sportsbook app, and you can kick off week two with a huge offer from my friends at DraftKings. They're giving all new customers a can't-miss deal. Bet just $1 on any football game this week, and you'll get $200 in free bets instantly, no matter what. So just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, use code HUGE when you sign up, and all new customers will get $200 in free bets instantly when they bet at least $1 on any football game. And I will tell you, DraftKings is safe, reliable, and secure, making it easy for you to deposit and withdraw your money at your convenience. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code HUGE to get $200 in free bets when you place a $1 bet on any football game this week. That's code HUGE to get your $200 in free bets instantly after you download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Sign up, use that promo code HUGE, and you'll get that $200 in free bets if you bet just $1 with the DraftKings Sportsbook app, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services Gambling Disorder Helpline at 1-800-270-7117. 21 and up in Michigan only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for full terms and conditions.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
The Huge Show is back live across Michigan. Thursday broadcast presented by Bean Garter, one of America's top accounting and business firms. They're based in downtown Grand Rapids. They service all of Michigan. Find out more on how they can help your business. When it comes to real-time financials, IRS, income tax, and more. Everything that you need to move your business to the next level happens with Bean Garter. Go to beangarter.com, BeenGarter.com. Tom Rosenbach, managing partner at Bean Garter, will join us later. We'll look back at week one in the Beat Huge contest, where you can play every Sunday until noon. Thursday night game is always a freebie. That $1,000 in cash from Bean Garter could be yours. Play every week for free at thehugeshow.net. Also, I'll give them my college picks for the weekend and see how I did in week two. Right now, let's go talk about the Ryder Cup next week across Lake Michigan. Whistling Straits will be an unbelievable setting for the best golfers in the world, and a lot of patriotism and also European pride. Bill Hobson from Michigan Golf Live heard weekday, or actually Saturday mornings, on some of these huge radio network stations and the TV version on Bally Sports Detroit. He's standing by on the Meyer guest line. How you doing, Billy?
I'm good, man. It feels like summer out there today. We'll take it.
Yeah, we've had unbelievable golf weather most of the year. Across the big pond here to our west, your thoughts on this Brooks Koepka story, the team that Steve Stricker, the Wisconsin native, selected, and how they'll match up with the Europeans next week?
Well, there are so many questions to be answered, and you know, Koepka would be one of them, not only from a health standpoint, but from, I guess I would say, an enthusiasm standpoint. And I want to be careful, Billy, because one of the things that we in the media enjoy the most is when an athlete gives a candid answer. You know, we like hearing from Rory McIlroy. He's very thoughtful. We love to hear from Patrick Cantlay, who recently has become a little more outspoken because his platform has grown. But Koepka has a way of turning people off to an event like this, which, of course, is an exhibition, which really doesn't pay the players what they're accustomed to being paid to play. And at the end of a really busy season, and I do get this part of it, at the end of a really busy season, the guys are tired. It would be nice if somehow all this could happen at a time when they hadn't just come through their playoffs and all of that. I get it. But at the same time, it's really hard to hear him talking down the historical importance of how a player's legacy can be impacted by Ryder Cup. It's a big deal. And there are a lot of players who would love it if Koepka would say, you know, I'm out. I'm not going to do it. And there are guys lined up who would gladly take his spot because of how, to them, how meaningful it is to play for your country. And so I'm not very high on Mr. Koepka. I don't really understand what DeChambeau is trying to pull off in this long drive competition. But when he describes himself as his hands are a wreck because of the training he's done for it, it doesn't feel very good. And it takes me back in time, Billy, to when the Ryder Cup was at Oakland Hills a bunch of years ago. And people remember the disastrous pairing of Tiger and Phil. But what people have forgotten, it seems, is that a week before the Ryder Cup, Phil changed all of his equipment. And that's not something you would ever do if you were super serious about the competition you were about to enter into. So this whole wrestling match with the importance of Ryder Cup is not new, but it really seems to be magnified right now.
Yeah, the key will be whenever you do your pairings and you're Steve Stricker, and that's going to be your toughest job because you just have personalities that don't mesh, personalities that clash, and you're going to have to find a way to beat a pretty talented European squad. And you have golfers who have been all over the place the last couple of years. You have new names. You have established names. It's going to be interesting what type of golf we see next week at Whistling Straits. It really is.
Well, and it's playing itself into that age-old nightmare, which is the Europeans care more about this than the Americans. And I'm not here to say that's true or not, because for a bunch of these guys in red, white, and blue, this is a huge deal. Hey, Tony Finau, Harris English, Colin Morikawa, JT, Jordan Spieth, Scheffler and Xander Schauffele, they are geared up and they are super enthused about this, especially since Spieth had to get on as a captain's pick. And then you look at some of the players that were passed over for those captain's picks, and you know, there's guys like Kevin Kisner out there who they would probably, if you gave them enough time, probably walk to Wisconsin to be on this team. And so here's what I'm predicting, Billy. This is you know, what I think is going to happen is that Koepka is going to withdraw because of the injuries that he's been dealing with. Even though he could play, I think that there's going to be a quiet conversation behind closed doors that says, you know what, why don't you take your crap and get out of here, and we're going to bring in somebody who cares about the team, and we'll just tell everybody you're not feeling very good. We'll see if that happens.
Yeah, but because he kind of put that statement out there, nobody will buy it, right?
Correct. Yeah, you can't have it both ways. You cannot, on the eve of the Ryder Cup, talk about how little it means to you, how unfair it is, how much pressure there is, how it messes up your rhythms and all this stuff. You can't say all that stuff and still expect us to invest a whole lot of, sympathy or emotion into how you do. We're mostly just going to be angry because you're acting like a little baby.
Away from the drama, off the course, on the course, where would Whistling Straits rank? I've played that twice, and I find it to be far and away the toughest golf course I've ever played. What is it, 180, you know, bunkers over the 18 holes or some number like that when I played it like 8 years ago. Where would you put this course in terms of tough Ryder Cup venues?
That answer will be determined by the wind. And so late September, Wisconsin, if it's a day like today, they'll do just fine. If it's a day like we often experience in fall, then it could be really, really tough. Remembering also, Billy, that Ryder Cups exist for the making of birdies and the generating of cheers and energy. It's an exhibition. It's match play. Nobody wants to see grinding for pars in match play. So my thought would be that they will set it up to facilitate good scoring and do that in conjunction with whatever the forecast looks for. Whistling Straits, from a visual standpoint, is spectacular. It's going to show really, really well on TV. It's probably a better venue to host a major championship than it is a Ryder Cup, although, for a couple reasons. One, it's a hard course to walk. Not for players, for gallery. You might remember back when they had the, I think it was the PGA there years ago when Dustin Johnson had that bizarre penalty for grounding his club and all this stuff. People were like falling down hills and rolling ankles and all these different things. So it's a tough course to just make your way around and follow a match. But on TV, it's going to look like you're playing in Europe, frankly. You know, when you and I went over years and years ago to Ireland, and it was at the K Club.
Yes.
We weren't at an Ireland golf course, Billy. We were at an Arnold Palmer built course that was a parkland course that you could have put almost anywhere in Michigan. Meanwhile, you come and hold the event here in America, and they go to a links course right on the water that should be what they do over in Ireland. So this will be a course that looks like it's in the wrong continent. That will be a pretty tough test of golf.
I do remember our trip. I was talking about it earlier when we went to the K Club, and we also rented or paid that driver to take us to those two courses, and the rain on the course closer to the coast, it actually wasn't on the water, but it was in that general direction, and the rain's coming down our first nine, like we're on the second hole, maybe third hole, and, you know, when in Rome, we're not begging it. We're going to play. You and I, you're not wearing a hat. And then I had the audacity to say on one of the greens, hey, it looks like it's letting up, and I look at your forehead, and water is streaming down.
Well, Billy, there are very few people dumb enough to go to Ireland and not bring rain gear, but you're talking to one of them.
And I was there with you, and then our driver, I always remembered him offering us up a beer, and then he's drinking while he's driving.
He's driving down these little one-lane roads, tight hairpin turns, where I'm just closing my eyes and hoping somebody tells my family I love them.
You know, and I, if you remember, we're in the back seat. He's driving in the front. He had like a Mercedes or BMW, and where we're sitting there, and I look at this, you know, the cobblestone roads, and there's sheep herders crossing. It looked like we just fell back into something, and they 1800s or before, and I look around at these mountains and I go, gosh, this looks like the scene from Braveheart. You remember this? And he goes, yeah, it actually was filmed just over that mountain. And I'm like, there you go. Great. Wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah. And so we're over there. We're playing those really, you and I went and played courses that were much more authentic and historic than the one that the Ryder Cup was contested on.
Oh, gosh.
You know, Ryder Cup. Let's remember something, Billy. Ryder Cup is a commerce machine. It's not designed really to embrace the history of the game.
Oh, I know.
These days, it is just a big commercial enterprise. So I do understand why some of the players feel free to kind of speak up a little bit more than usual. However, when you have the chance to represent your country, you don't talk poorly about it. What you do if you don't like it is you don't go. You just back out. You just quietly cite an injury and you don't go. But otherwise, keep your mouth shut.
Well, Bill, unfortunately, in the world of sports, there are a lot of people in America who seem to not like this country. And that's the wrong message. And there are people willing to wear and represent the red, white, and blue. And like you said, Koepka should have just said, my wrist is hurting me. I can't go. Instead, he makes that stupid statement. I think it's one of those statements that could live with him, especially if he plays bad and the U.S. loses next week against the Europeans. Hobson will join us next week with his thoughts on the 2021 Ryder Cup that was delayed a year because of the pandemic 12 months ago. Billy, good stuff. We'll talk next week.
All right, my friend. Thank you.
All right, and you can watch Michigan Golf Live on Bally Sports Detroit. Just check your local TV listings. The radio version is heard on some of these huge radio network stations. Does a great job. He is one of our PGA and LPGA Tour insiders. Mark Wilson, PGA rules official, is working the Ryder Cup next week. He'll also join us, I think, Monday or Tuesday before they begin from Whistling Straits. To the callers online, Michigan, we'll hear you next.
From Grand Rapids to Detroit, this show is huge.
Sign up today at BetMGM and enjoy the thrill of victory on your very first bet. Hey, this is Matt Shepard. The King of Sportsbooks welcomes you to Showtime with the lock of the year. Simply place a $10 money line wager on either New York or Washington, and if either team scores a touchdown, you're going to win $200 in free bets regardless of your bet's outcome. Just use my bonus code, SHEPBET200, when you make your first bet to take advantage of the offer. Enjoy football like never before with BetMGM's live betting options. Boosted odds specials and daily promotions right there at your fingertips all season long. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use my code SHEPBET200 to win $200 in free bets. And if either New York or Washington scores a touchdown, you're an easy winner. Nothing beats a W at BetMGM. New customer offer, paid in free bets. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older, Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociation. Persons.
Huge here for your local Meijer. Now everybody knows Meijer is connected to local teams, college teams, high schools, pros, and more throughout the state of Michigan. So what it means is when you're shopping at your local Meijer, you're basically shopping for your local community. And Meijer is proud to partner with Little Leagues, youth sports, high school sports, college sports, and pro sports throughout the state of Michigan. Remember, when you shop Meijer, you're shopping for your local community.
Why drive to the casino when you can enjoy the excitement of Vegas-style games and jackpots right from your phone? Download the Twin Spires Casino app now and you'll unlock 24 hours of risk-free casino play up to $500 plus 250 free spins. Just register using the promo code FREEDAY. Twin Spires Casino. Launch your 24-hour getaway today. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit twinspires.com. Must be 21 years of age and older and present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
I'm Jennifer Joseph. I'm an emergency medicine physician. So COVID has changed the way we do things in the emergency department. It's made us incredibly busy. We've been busy for 18 months, and we're battling not only a deadly virus, but we're also battling to protect ourselves and our communities by being vaccinated. I'm frustrated by the fact that this has become a partisan issue. As a conservative, I know that being vaccinated is the right thing and should not be politically driven. It's a personal decision, as with any medical decision. Questions are important. You should ask your doctor any question that you have and then make an informed decision as to what's best. The vaccine is safe. My children are vaccinated. I would not have vaccinated them if I did not feel it was safe. It's your decision. Make the right decision. Get vaccinated for yourself and your own safety.
Learn more at myvaxdecision.com. Sponsored by Small Business Association of Michigan.
Huge here for the world-renowned Van Andel Institute in downtown Grand Rapids. Now they're known for their Parkinson's and cancer research. If you'd like to be a part of their Purple Community and help raise awareness and money, go to purplecommunity.org.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
The Huge Show is back live across Michigan, the only show where the people have a voice. We're all about huge opinions. Big name guest, Superfly Hayes, is our executive producer. 24/7, all of our podcasts and interviews are free, and you can listen on your schedule when you want to at thehugeshow.net.
Big, bad, huge.